Nope. This isn't a test. I promise it's not. We are officially releasing tickets this week on Tuesday, October 1st. Pre-sale tickets for the Horrible Decisions live show tour will be going on sale for the shows that are taking place in 2019. Drum roll, please. Those cities are Philadelphia, D.C., and Boston. Guys, we are coming to you. Philly and Boston, this is our very first time coming to your cities. So we need y'all to show up and show the fuck out and come and make some horrible decisions with us. Again, you can go ahead and cop your tickets at horribledecisions.com. Check it out there. Also, pre-sale tickets are only available for patrons. Open tickets will be available to the public on Thursday. So mark your calendars, get your wallets ready, and we can't wait to see you there. Now let's get on with the show.
Fuck. You just be like looking up random podcasts?
I was bored today and I was like, you know what? Let me just click on shit that pops up in related of the podcast I like. Okay. So right now my queue is, besides like the regulars, I love Bodega Boys. Everybody knows that. Listen to Read for My Gossip. I've been listening to Eddie's podcast, Exactamundo. That's been fun.
They really enjoyed the episode with him.
He was like, so funny.
It was really good. He was quick. I ain't expecting to be that quick with it, and he was quick with it.
He's very improv-y. You could tell he'd be on his toes.
I think it's funny because we post the pictures. If you guys don't follow us on Instagram, it's horrible_decisions. But we post the pictures with our guests. Right? What happened?
We're gonna put this in.
Yeah,
yeah. Week was Eddie.
Yeah, and when we post pictures, I guess people assume how these people look when
they listen.
Because
he has a funny looking voice. Like, he has a weird-ass voice.
A funny-sounding voice.
No. Like, it feels like when you're listening to him, he's going to be funny-looking.
Oh. That's, I don't know.
It's true. Okay. I think he knows it. He got a goofy-ass voice. And you're like, oh, he's a nice-looking guy.
Have you ever, like, met a guy that was fine as hell, and then he opened his mouth, and it was just like, damn, you're not that fine no more?
No, but I've met women with sexy voices, and they weren't.
Men and they weren't sexy? Yeah.
Like, I've talked to women that had sexy-ass voices, and I was like, wow, not what I thought, man.
I wonder what people think we look like before they look us up.
I don't know, but one thing I'm really tired of seeing is, you are pretty in person. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I don't know if that.
Hey, Whorehive, you know what I'm going to do? The next time I'm ready to post a thought pic, I'm going to go on Patreon, and I'm going to put the ones that I'm thinking about and let them niggas choose. Because the way that
that's
people
what
act
do?
Like, I look in person, and I thought my pictures on Instagram was cute. Guess
me
not.
Me too. Like, I don't think so either.
I just want to let you guys.
Well, no, I'm not saying wait because that didn't sound right. Right? I was. It's not a shady, but no, I'm thinking. I was saying mine too.
No, I figured that.
Yeah. Okay.
But no, like I just want you guys to know, like mixed girls, we don't know what to do with our hair. You know.
Well,
just,
speak.
I am speaking.
Please speak for yourself.
Think about when you
wait,
went to
high
school.
Wait. Hold on. One motherfucking minute. You are going to speak for yourself.
Girl, you be in transition phases too, so stop.
There's no, my hair
you
be laid
doing, I
to the motherfucking
27-piece. This you is could, my favorite
that's,
hair.
That's fine that you hate the 27-piece, but my hair be laid. So speak for yourself if you're going to speak on your hair.
Well, I'm speaking for a lot of mixed girls in high school that have fucked up hair. Listen, there's this weird thing. You don't have mixed girl hair. You got white people hair.
It doesn't matter. I still keep my hair done, and so do
I'm not
all of my
that you
sisters.
Don't keep your hair done.
And we're all mixed. We're all biracial.
I'm just saying your hair is a different texture than mine.
It's still fine. You could still have your hair done, though.
I'm not saying my hair isn't done, my nigga. I'm saying that it's hard to fucking manage my hair. So, like,
okay,
I have a really weird fucking hair texture. My hair is, like, in between niggas and white people's heads. Like, I got this weird-ass curl that when it gets wet, it is curly, but it's not because I will also turn into a fucking poodle. It is the worst fucking shit. So all I do is just keep that shit in braids so I don't fucking deal. I don't have time to go to the fucking salon all the time to keep getting it pressed. I hate getting my hair pressed over and over. It's a kinky, straight, weird ass texture. I just wish it was one. Just give me one. There's like literally no fucking hair I can even blend with the shit. So now I just don't give a fuck. I go with braids and hats. And then if I feel like wearing my hair in a fucking sew-in, I'm gonna go to the gym. It's gonna be fucked. So I'm just gonna put a beanie on. And you guys are gonna get used to it. And bitch, if you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. But my
I
point
didn't
is,
you was coming in here on a rant about hair. I'm ready to talk.
I
ain't gonna hold you. I'm ready for a goddamn hot girl summer conversation. I thought we was gonna come in here talking about sucking dicks, and you just said you have all these hoes. I didn't know this was gonna be a whole black hair conversation.
Oh, it's a rant because on the way here, someone told me how much nicer I looked in person.
Oh, she this just
like,
happened.
She goes,
oh,
and your hair is cute too. And I was like, you know what, bitch?
Oh, the shade. That was shady.
But I don't blame her.
It don't matter. You just need to mush these hoes. Fuck that. Girl, mush that hoe.
For what? A bitch that buys tickets? I don't give a fuck if they talk shit.
I don't like that.
Let me tell you something.
I don't like the shade. You ain't got to be shady.
Shade is
like,
annoying.
But we're still
but
humans,
day,
bro.
Click,
we right.
And you listen. So what? How angry can I be? I fucking talk so much shit
you
about 90 Day Fiancé.
Did you talk
and
shit?
Look how many people watch
did
it.
You talk shit about her back? Was her hair nice? You ain't say nothing shady back. You got to be shady back, bro.
Dude, honestly, I don't
like how people think that they can literally just walk up to us though and say any fucking thing. Like, I don't like. We're still human beings. Like, you can't be
she
coming up to me.
She gave me a compliment. She just didn't realize how fucked up it was.
That was
she's
backhanded
like, wow, Lisa, you look really nice.
That's
and
backhanded.
Your hair.
I hate backhanded compliments, bro. It's shady as fuck.
Mind you, I have a hat on and a bun, and I was like, all right, bitch. And I was about to take the hat off. But you know, but all I'm trying to say is I don't know what my Instagram portrays, but like I know I ain't got no ass. But here's the thing, I'm a good time, and that's all that matters.
I've got good pussy. You know what's crazy?
And I suck
you
good
know what's
dick,
crazy?
I'm tired of this.
I really wish you would have said this shit to her face because I was wanting this to come in here and be real.
Oh, it didn't settle in.
It's
until
settling
I sat
now,
down.
And now you're like, okay, so
But anyway, also.
Yeah. Okay. Also,
let me tell you who else I'm sick of. These niggas. And I'll tell you.
Here we go. Let's talk about it.
My ex-boyfriend, who is very much taken, and I'm not going to talk about how taken because I feel like that would allude to who he is, texted me today for the first time in years just to say he saw my Instagram through a friend of his because he's blocked and that I look good. And then wrote, when I didn't reply after 30 minutes, love and miss you. So then I said, do you still use Spotify or do you have Apple Music? And he said, I use Spotify. And I'm going to just play for you all who didn't see the post what song I played for his black ass. Because this nigga really had me fucked up. He got a whole ass bitch in his bed, I'm sure. Just want to say that song aged very well.
It did.
Because in the lyrics, he said, there's a girl right next to you. And I don't know what the fuck he was thinking texting me this morning. Because I know that nigga wasn't at work. And you know what? I just don't understand why when I'm at peace and I've done my therapy to get over you and your shit, why you just have to come back in? And you know why they have to come back in?
Niggas do that all the time.
They realize that you're not thinking about him anymore. And it's this fucking egotistical oh, you ain't hit me up? Oh, you look better than when I used to fuck you? You know what? If you didn't pay for these tits, you don't have a say. And I paid for them on my own. So if you fucked with me before them, you're not about to see the new ones. And that nigga be trying to always see them.
See, I'm the opposite. I feel like I'm at my best right now. And I'm literally fucking all the same niggas I was fucking when I was fat. And those the only niggas I want to fuck. I don't want new niggas. You was fucking me when I was fat. You could fuck me now that I look good.
I'm talking about niggas that put you through trauma. But, you know, I'm more upset.
I guess I don't be falling out with my niggas. We just part ways, and then that's why they're always able to come back because we never fall out like
I've only
in
had
bad
good
terms.
Breakups like after 24, 25, not younger than that. And I think it's because I made better choices with men, and I also wasn't as like
I'm making the same choices 10 years later, same niggas.
And if y'all think I'm emotional now, my nigga, I was emotional as hell back then.
I can't imagine you being any more emotional than you are now, honestly. This emo hoe label you wear with pride.
I named myself.
I know. So I can't imagine you being any more emotional, bro. Like, I think you're at the top of being the most emotional.
You are very emotional.
Oh my God.
Mandy, you are so sensitive.
Is this what we're doing?
You are.
I came in here with an outline and we are not following it.
The point is, I know I'm not the only one out here. I would love to take a vote.
Well, we going to say going to the vanilla
like
shit.
I would like y'all to write Mandy and put hashtag emoho2.
No.
T-O-O.
And guess what? If you do it, I'm going to block your pussy ass. So we going to get
What you going to do
We
going
to get into
oh,
the
are
goddamn...
We?
Look.
You getting upset.
You know, yes, because I want to do the goddamn outline, fucking whore.
Oh, I see you're upset. I see you're emotional. You know what?
Oh my God, here we go.
Wow, this is a really Libra of you.
Libras are the best, just so you know.
Ugh.
And because of you, I want no more Pisces in my life. You're the only one I can fucking deal with.
Yo, you have to download CoStar to see.
I don't do the stars. No, but you gotta bullshit. No.
So then, how you don't want no Pisces, ho?
Because it's you. I'm just like, I got one in my life already.
CoStar will tell you who's Pisces and not.
Yeah, well, if y'all is Pisces, bruh, unfollow me because I don't fuck with y'all.
Yo, low key, like when we have episodes like that, like they won't write it in the comments, but I'd be so mad at these. These are the type of hoes I don't like.
What are you talking about?
Weezy and Mandy.
All these rants. Can I just tell you, you are on a rant goddamn tirade today.
After that girl really looked me dead in the face and was like, you know what? Fuck you. But thank you for listening and coming. She said she came to all our New York shows.
I don't give a goddamn motherfucking hell.
So, like, I know you noticed this, right? Like, in our comments generally, like on a horrible decisions comment or on Twitter, it's people that, like, love us. But there are some people that side more Weezy and Mandy.
Yeah.
But the Weezy ones are like not going to fucking write it in the comments. They're going to come in my DMs and be like, you know what? I totally understand and empathize what you meant. I'm a Pisces as well.
See,
and I felt like Mandy. And I'm like, bitch, why you ain't tell her that shit? But also, why did not tell her that shit?
Don't tell me shit. How about that? Because I don't want to hear it. I don't give a goddamn hell about y'all opinions. So now we're going to go into the goddamn vanilla shit. If you let me motherfucking go.
Give a fuck, bro. It's a hot girl.
I hate you. So this is actually, I found this on the Huffington Post. And I actually picked this because I feel like we get a lot of women, I guess, and men, maybe more women, that write us that they can't come or orgasm. And so I actually found this article interesting. It is a technique called Kereza. It could actually revive your stale relationship. Sex that doesn't culminate in orgasm, for both parties ideally, is often written off as crappy sex. But for those practicing the sex technique known as Kereza, not climaxing isn't a failure at all. It's the point. So Kereza, which comes from the Italian word for caress, prioritizes gentle, affectionate forms of intercourse that don't end in orgasm, with the goal of boosting intimacy, improving communication, and deepening connection. It may also include other bonding behaviors like soft touching, kissing, deep breathing, gazing, cuddling, and skin-to-skin contact. Kereza is spelled K-A-R-E-Z-Z-A. But basically, the goal is not about orgasm.
That sounds like a hood
orgasming.
Name.
What, Kereza? No, it's Italian, bitch, for caress.
It sounds like a hood.
I'm over here speaking Italian, ho.
What's your name? Kereza? No. Yeah, my family like Italy. They from Italy. You know. You don't know how to make spaghetti, nigga?
I mean, this is dope, though. Basically, for those of you who, I guess, aren't orgasming, there's a way that y'all can still, I guess, come. I don't fucking know, bitch. I'm looking at this like, who wants this? Who doesn't want to orgasm?
I actually had sex like that recently with a girl. And, like, so here's when I think not coming is frustrating for people. It's when, like, you can feel like you're about to climax, or you're not feeling like you can reach, but sometimes when that's not the goal, you can have better sex. Like, her and I just kind of had sex kind of long. We got high, we were drinking, we were having a good time, and I noticed neither of us were coming, and like I made a comment about it, and she was like, I don't really need that, like, just. And it wasn't like we couldn't make each other come. It was good. We just kept stopping and like having a good time.
It's so weird. I think because for so long, specifically in my earlier 20s, I had a ton of, like, I would say pointless sex because I didn't come. And so to me, like, seeing that this is like a thing, it's weird because now I literally have sex to come. Like, if I'm not coming, we're not fucking.
I mean, yeah.
I want to come.
I want to come too.
I want to orgasm.
But
fuck that.
I can't understand, like, shake. Certain times, like, you can enjoy sex without, like, you know.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
I have enjoyed sex without coming. I don't.
Oh, actually, and we're going to talk about it in the horrible decision. So I recently had sex where I was doing the pegging. I'm going to talk about it because he let me record him. I'll show you.
What?
Yes, he let me record him pegging. That's a horrible decision. We're skipping the kink of the week. We got to keep
it
in order.
Dude, fuck it. We'll get there.
But
no, but I want to talk about it. No.
So basically, when I was on the West Coast, I set up to peg this nigga who hasn't been pegged before.
I think I remember this because when we were at our LA show, remember I was like, oh, you were staying somewhere, I was staying somewhere. But the one day.
But it wasn't that nigga.
And
no,
you
this
said,
is the new nigga.
No, we have to get two hotels because I need to peg this nigga.
Yeah, but this is a different nigga. This ain't even the one I pegged before.
Oh.
So this was a new one.
What is in the LA water?
This is a new one. And I just want to show you real quick. And I'll show you too. Well, do you want to see? Do you want to see me pegging him? So basically, he was so nervous for this to happen. He got really, really drunk and did some coke. So he wasn't really like able to like stay hard for us to fuck. So we literally, the whole sex session was me fucking him. And he didn't come that night, but the next morning he woke up and I, you know, my dick stay hard because you know what I mean. So I had the morning wood ready for him, and so he wanted to fuck again in the morning.
Are you calling it a dick in front of niggas? I wouldn't like that.
I mean, it's my dick, bro. It's the strap. You want me to call it the strap?
Yeah.
So I went and we had morning sex the next morning, and it was still just me focused on fucking him and making him come. So the both times we fucked, I didn't get penetrated at all. And so what's weird is I had a ton of stimulation, I guess, in my mind, but I didn't come.
I mean, that's there's like, many like lesbians that don't like what's it called? No touch lesbians. Oh my God. This is real sex. Like
you see my dick game strong, bitch. I literally sent this to my homegirls and they was like, damn, bitch, you be fucking. I'm like, you know what I mean?
Your stroke game looks like mine.
My stroke game is lit, bitch.
From nigga. I said it looks like mine. I be like doing
this. Yeah, bitch. My stroke game lit. Hold on. I got another. Oh, I got lazy at this point. I was just, look. I got lazy, bitch. I used my hand, bitch. Yeah, hold on. Look.
Did he come like that?
Yeah, he came.
That's a skinny one.
Look.
Bitch, he like it.
Duh, he like it, bitch.
Were you talking shit?
It's me. So the night we fucked, when we fucked the night before, bitch, I literally fucked him in every position that I've ever been fucked in my life. So I was doing froggy style from the back. He got on top and rode me.
What's froggy style?
Froggy style, so the nigga tall as fuck. Nigga like 6'5".
Oh, I got it.
So like,
I get it.
I got on like my got knees it. And it was like this.
Okay.
Ooh, bitch.
Wanna get down?
Bitch. My goddamn legs hurt.
Man, you just did a froggy style position in a cheetah outfit.
My knees, baby. I ain't even gonna hold you. Before we go to the kink of the week, I wanna commend all of you men because I thought that y'all had the easy part. Y'all just ran me a little dick in the hole. Baby, the moving positions was goddamn exhausting. I was like, I said, oh, that's why y'all be liking bitches to get on top. Because even just going like this, I was like, okay, I normally don't do it. Like, I was tired, bitch. A bitch was tired fucking. Yeah. I was like, God damn.
Let me tell you how much I respect knees now.
No.
So, like, when I was at the U.S.
Niggas
Open,
really be doing
I got
it.
High as fuck, right? I'd be like stoned, my nigga. So I'm watching Naomi Osaka play some white girls, the one she lost. But anyway, long story short, tennis is so much back and forth, right?
Yes.
I was sitting there talking out loud. You know you're supposed to be quiet during tennis. I said, God damn, she got good knees. And I was really thinking to myself, like, can you imagine having knees so good that you like, that's like the fastest hand-eye coordination I've ever seen.
I don't care about tennis knees. I want Meg Thee Stallion knees.
Don't
I ain't gonna hold
bro.
You. The way that bitch be dropping it low, I'm like, but can she do it on a dick? Because I, you know what? I want
to
know
yep,
if she can
roll to the tip like me.
See, no, but can she?
I believe it.
You believe it?
I have faith.
When I be
in that.
Seeing hoes twerk and shit, I be like,
Nicki Minaj twerks like me. Let me show you what she do.
No, she, she, bro, she.
She be like,
she, it's because it's so like filled with some shit. You know her ass ain't real.
I know.
She don't know how to move it. That's why.
I don't know. It's just the weird thing about it is like, okay, like, she just can't dance on beat.
She can't do anything.
That's
right,
the awkward
actually.
Part.
And y'all ain't gonna have me in
oh,
here
you know
talking
what?
About
you
no Nicki Minaj
know what? I
again,
think
bitch.
Nicki Minaj is a great
no, yeah,
woman.
No.
I totally forgot Mandy got dragged.
Yeah,
I am not in
the
this.
Barbs attacked. The Barbs attacked me for. They're still, honestly, if you have. Nikki as your goddamn avatar, I'm automatically blocking and reporting you. They're still in my fucking comments. I was shadow banned because they like came together. Maybe made pages, posted me and was like, let's get her deleted. Really? No, bro. They were fucking reporting me. I had to write Instagram like, bro, the barbs are attacking me, dog. I literally wrote Instagram every day until they took my shadow ban off. Like, dog, it's the barbs.
I have a shadow ban too. But...
Write Instagram. I said, it's the barbs, bro. All I did was say my opinion on this hoe and they're attacking me. I said, I'm not bullying or harassing anyone because that's all they kept putting that I was doing. So every time I logged on to Instagram, it was saying your account may
so
be deleted because you're
shadow man.
I don't know what you did. You made somebody mad. Probably because you're friends with Andrew. Because all of them are shadow banned. Andrew, Akash, that's probably what it is. You part of the asshole army and they done blocked all you hoes. See, I'm saying. Blocked. So we're going to go ahead and get into the kink of the week. And this is nice because we just talked about my pegger.
Ew.
The kink of the... You don't like dick, pegger? What can I call it? What can I call it to please you, bro?
Every time you say... Pegger's weird.
I can't call it my dick.
Let me look up. Hold on. Let me ask this bitch.
You are not about to ask Siri.
1 second. Things to call your strap-on. Let's see.
What? I ain't know. Well, I'm Peggy
Bundy.
Call
it Peggy, because then you... Because I'm thinking, like, what do you say when you're fucking? Like, you're not going to say my Peggy. You can't say my dick.
Why I can't say my dick? You like my dick? You like, I mean, come on. I can kind of just.
I'm reading my strap.
My strap.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying strap.
It's strap, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I like.
Say that instead of dick, bro.
I like dick better.
Because, see, the issue with it that
dick.
Like, I want to get out of everybody's head, because you know niggas like, that's good. If you keep saying dick, then it's like emulating having sex with a man. It's not a dick. It's shaped to, like more cylinder. It's different.
Well, guess what? The guys that I fuck don't care what I call it. It's in their assholes at this point. What more do they fucking, like, come on.
Okay, one woman.
And it looks real. My dick got balls and everything.
Okay, like, well, then it is a dick.
It's a dick, bro. It got balls.
Okay, the strap-on that I had was not like that.
Oh, well, mine is... Bitch, it got veins and everything. Nice little mushroom head. My shit nice.
It got a mushroom head?
Yeah, it do. You know the mushroom head, bitch.
Well, then it is your dick.
It is. So the kink of the week for this week is actually the focus of object kinks. Fetishes can include just about anything... From garters, leather jackets, vibrators, a cherry on the pie, sex toys, cakes, sand, water, pretty much anything. Different kinks that involve objects would be stockings with garters, glasses, and one person said that a chef's white coat is something that turned her on. I'm going to read her little quick insert. She says, I've been recently dreaming about a chef in a 5-star hotel. I fancy seeing him in his uniform with his funny hat on his head. I don't think I'd manage to control myself. I would take him to the back room and... then it gets a little... then she says a word that I don't know and I ain't going to say that shit.
Let me see it. Let me see.
Toque Blanche... Toke. See, I shouldn't have picked the one with the word I ain't know.
I can't.
How do you pronounce T-O-Q-U-E? T-O-Q-U-E? Toque Blanche? Toku? Take.
Where is the A?
Talk, right? Just talk. Why can't they just spell it differently? Okay. Anyway, she gets horny off a chef's coat. Oh.
What was the kink again?
Object kinks. So it's kinks from different objects. So it could be stockings and garters. It could be glasses. It could be bringing out your vibrators. It could be a leather jacket.
Probably the weirdest thing I've been turned on by.
I was about to say, what is the weirdest object that you've either included in sex or that has turned you on? Bitch,
belts.
Belts?
I like them around my neck.
Right, you be doing some white people shit.
That's not white people shit.
Yes, it is. That's like really asphyxiation.
You like get the belt and you fucking.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be like that tight. It's just like a way to like pull during sex, like when you're fucking. That shit is hot as fuck, bro.
Like a real belt?
Yeah, like I took that nigga's belt off and I remember looking at it and I was like.
And you put it around your own neck.
Let me tell you what is white people shit.
That.
A leash gets very Caucasian. So a leash is Caucasian, but if you use an object they already got, it ain't like you went out and bought it. You know what I'm saying?
No, saying no. No, bitch. I ain't putting motherfucking like belts. I ain't putting belts around my goddamn motherfucking neck. Okay, anyway. Y'all know that summer has ended. It is now fall. Look, here we go.
Well,
I mean, so apparently it's, Megan said, what, isn't it still hot girl fall now? It went from hot girl summer to hot girl fall.
Well, I know it. Listen.
They said it's fuckboy fall in real life.
It probably is, because they about to cuddle with all us hoes.
And we gonna let them.
Oh, of course. Because
it's going to be cold and I want to cuddle. And I don't care that you're a fuckboy. Okay, so anyways, for the horrible decision this week, y'all, we are going to recap our hot girl summers. I honestly had a pretty fairly quiet one up until this last month, I would say. My hot girl summer, I was fucking 24/7 the whole time. So that was pretty boring. Until I went to the West Coast and then came back. And yeah. Anyways, what about you?
You just skipped. You fucking pegged it.
I know. So it's weird. So I'll say I did think I wanted a boyfriend. So I was dating. I brought up Muslim Bae. And then shit, we pre-recorded so much. I done had Pool Party Bae come in the picture and leave before we got back into the studio. So I did meet somebody at Joe's pool party and cut him off.
Why?
Within a month. It was just not... dating to me is stressful. Not only is it stressful, I don't have the patience. So you're not going to stay on my phone for very long, and we live in the same city.
I agree.
So I did leave right after Joe's pool party. I went to the West Coast for almost 2 weeks. So the whole time I'm on the West Coast, we're FaceTiming, we're texting, we're doing this. I get back from the motherfucking West Coast. By day 8, I said, sorry, this isn't going to work. Why am I back in New York for 8 days? That's over a week. That is now over 1 week. And I haven't seen you.
Absolutely
So I literally told him, I was like, maybe this is bad timing. I don't know what it is, but I'm cool on you. I'm uninterested now. And I hit Muslim Bae with the same thing, because the same thing happened with him. I was like, I've been back for a week. And
can I be honest?
What? Don't, no, I don't actually.
It's
don't,
not you.
Don't be honest.
I believe that when people, they're seeing somebody else. And it's fine because we're just dating, but I even know from my own time frame, like,
right,
if I'm like interested in someone, I want to see them. However, I'm not saying I'm not interested, but I just may be busy with other shit. Your eagerness depends on how much you have in rotation.
Well, and that's, and I'm not even going to hold you.
And that's
like,
the problem. You need to prioritize
well,
me at
I
some
had,
point.
And I had, well, I think that's another thing. Like, I'm not pressed to see these men sexually because
yeah,
I have 24/7. So the beginning phase of it to where I feel like, okay, well, we not even seeing each other. Fuck it. So my Canadian boo is back in the picture. My hoe in Philly is doing great. 24/7 is as consistent as I need him to be. And I'm just feeling like I don't want to date or add anyone new because I'm so comfortable with the people that I've known for all these years, which, yes, it's probably going to keep me single forever. Yes, I know that. But my hoes are acting really, really good right
now.
Well,
I think it also depends on what you want. If you want sex, and like you just said, you got some intimacy from your Canadian boo. Like, if you get what you want, then fine, if there's no end goal. Actually,
I am. I was happy
I'm
with my
I'm a little
Canadian
fucked
boo.
Up with how, like, my mind changed the last 2 weeks, dog. So, went to Europe with Vinny. We had so much fun. I'm really excited. So, Vinny's going to be coming on tour with us and helping out. And
yeah, I like Vinny.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We had a great time with him in Chicago. It's so funny because Mandy and I, you know, we're trying to get this tour together. So we have been really busy just making plans for it. And we were talking about a tour manager. And I said to Vinny when we were in the hotel room together in Morocco, I said, I really don't know what this person will be like. And I said, and Mandy and I are doing great. But there will be a day where something gets like, you know, it might be a lot. And I'm worried about that person, it being too much for them. And he literally said, before we even talked about Vinny, no, I'm just saying, when me and you get like, I don't want that person to be overwhelmed.
Oh, gotcha.
Vinny was like, you just need me because you both need just someone to smooth it over. And he was like, could you both just get a little? I was like, it's true. He's like,
look, I just want to put all the blame on you.
You
bitch.
Really did, bitch.
I was about to be like, that's you.
No,
that
but
be
I,
you,
I think it'll be good. And like, you know, we've been talking about what friends to bring and people that we've enjoyed being around, our friends that we've enjoyed being around.
Okay, now get to the dick part. I like
no.
This
I'm
is,
saying
this is cute. This
so
is cute
I'm
and all.
Glad that we
hot girl
that
summertime. Hot girl summertime. Talk about
I'm
how you been
there.
A hoe. Because I love how you be like, I'm in love, but bitch, you got all the hoes now. So I love that you
so
can talk
what
about.
What I was gonna say.
Fucking multiple dicks. Go ahead.
So you know, having a companion, like a friend for that long. Normally when I vacation.
Oh, you're still talking about this.
Because I'm saying. Oh, okay. Taking a point. So like, normally when I vacation, I'm bouncing around to see certain people.
Yes.
Right? And I'm spending mad time with them. Since we had 2 weeks together, it was a lot of time to just like reflect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking to myself, like, you know, I put a lot of focus when dating on one person because I'm just naturally that way. Mm-hmm. It's very hard for me to like date multiple people and not, that's why I like bringing them together. That's why the people I fuck, I like together. Because it's easier for me opposed to like figuring out Mark or Michael and whoever, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's too confusing. I'd be mixing up names, mixing up dates. So might as well all go on dates together. And then I thought to myself,
well, that's
like,
when you was dating girls and guys. You don't be bringing your niggas around your other niggas.
So now that's the problem.
Yes.
I was like, well, what am I going to do now? I'm just going to sincerely set a schedule for the men that I plan on dating. And I let all of them know. I let old
in a group chat?
Nope. I let Old Bay Seasoning know. I love hanging out with you on the weekends. We party hard. We have a great time. I want one of your weekend days, whether it be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I want us to do our fucking thing. I want one of your weekend days, and I want dick in the middle of the week. That's what I need. I need those 2 days a week. And if we get more, we get more. But, like, these are vital for me.
2 days a week seeing somebody is a lot.
Yeah, but we're fucking.
So, that's still a lot.
I need to get fucked a lot.
You just go rounds.
No, I'm good. I need to get fucked a lot.
But so 2 days from him, and then what are you got?
Oh, I'm about to tell you.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I need those 2 days because like sometimes I don't know where we're going or whatever. But as long as I have that time, I'll be fine. As long as that commitment is in my head, because that's my issue with dating. I feel like niggas is all over the place. If you make a commitment to me, then I could stick with it. So someone came in my life recently that's been in my life for like 2 years. No, it's not Alex. And I know it'll sound like him. He's been a friend, someone I like casually see, and I just never knew where to place him.
You fucking Alex, bitch.
Nah, but I knew.
That's why you already asked him out so people don't think it's him when it's really him.
It's not. But I know I said my friend for almost 2 years, so not 2 years, but like whatever. So anyway, mm-hmm. met him while I was out. Mm-hmm. Gila liked him at first, mm-hmm. so like he said some shit to me when I was like, "Yo, my girl's feeling you." He was like, "Oh, she can't speak," and I was like, "Whatever." So I always see him in the neighborhood, and then finally he said something to me one day that like kind of fucked me up, and I like really liked it. I don't even know if he remembers. It was late night. And I was about to bring someone around where I knew where he'd be at. And then I told him, oh, I didn't want to bring that nigga through there because, like, you know, I didn't know how it would make you feel. And he was like, I don't care who you're with. Like, I want you to be happy. So whether you with another nigga or you with me, like, that's what I want. I want you to be happy. That makes me feel good.
He got two X's in his name, right?
Bitch, that shit turned me on. We go to Afropunk. I invite him to Afropunk. And I kind of thought it was going to be weird, right? Like, I thought, like, okay, are we going to be flirty? What's this going to be like? Yo, it jumped, like, right into some boyfriendy, girlfriendy shit. We were, like, laying on the grass together, fucking having an amazing time. And then finally, when I left, I thought he was going to kiss me, and he didn't fucking kiss me. So I'm like, what the fuck? So we go out on a date. He takes me to the movies. We go to this bar, and I start getting upset because he gets, like, really close to my face, right? And I was like, why won't you fucking kiss me? Like, do you not like me? Like, you're just going out with me. Like, we're talking all the time. You just don't want to fucking kiss me. Blah, 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 blah. Because I have word vomit that happens to me. Mm-hmm. So we go outside to smoke. This nigga pushes me up against the fucking wall. I could feel his fucking dick through his pants pressing up against my stomach when he tongued me down, bitch. And almost like hand like on my chest and my neck.
I'm not going to lie.
It was so fucking
I just
funny.
Like almost hurled because I'm just envisioning Alex do this.
It's not Alex.
And it's just like, ew, Alex kisses.
It's not him. Okay, the dude is tall, dark skin with tats. There.
This. Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
So I thought I was going to get some dick, right? So mm-hmm. he brings me upstairs. Low-key had to help put me in the bed. And the nigga fucking leaves. And now I'm pissed. I fucking masturbated for like 2 hours. I was like, why the fuck is he not fucking me? So I got really mad. So then this Friday, right?
I'm really thinking hard.
Alex is in Australia. Oh my gosh, y'all gotta leave this alone.
Okay.
Okay, so this Friday, I fucking go out. We run into each other. And I was like, fucking, I'm just gonna stay. I was like, yo, I want you to come over.
So what days of the week he get? I'm trying to see
I'm about to tell you, bitch.
Okay. You just sounded real country. So, I'm about to tell you, bitch.
I've been watching 90 Day Fiancé, that's why. Go ahead. So he's like, yo, I'm be out late, like I can't. So I was like, listen, I want you to walk me home so that you can take my keys and you wake me up. Bitch, he comes in my house, I don't know what time it is, and he gets in my bed, I could feel him, and his fucking dick is like so meaty and wide. It's like a two-hand dick. It's like a juicy, like fat fucking dick. And I was like, you know what? I don't know if I have room, but I will make it. I'm gonna make room for this dick. And you know, it's like, I always assume when niggas like are a little more rough around the edges.
Right.
Like when he was younger, he used to like rob niggas and shit. Like he's a hood ass New York nigga. Not anymore, but he used to be. Bitch ate my pussy like a champion to the point where it was like, it wasn't even, cause you know, sometimes when big dick fills you up, I was so fucking ready for it. Oh my God. He fucked me so good, man.
Wait, is this Soho House?
No.
Oh, that's another nigga. Oh, bitch. You are really, I'm really bad with reading mouths, so we'll talk about this after. No, don't be writing shit because people could see shit. But
anyway, Mandy, the dick was so good.
Wait, so wait, we're already at, you got four niggas right now in rotation?
Three, wait.
You got Soho, Friend, Beer Bay, Old Bay Seasoning, bro.
Old Bay Seasoning is Soho.
No, I'm talking about.
Shut up!
Oh, but I didn't say the date.
I'm not fucking him.
Yet.
Okay, so wait. So bitch, hold on, he fucking me, right? I'm on my stomach, and like, I grab his hair, he's really close to my face while he's fucking me, and this nigga's like, you know when your mouth is open, but you're not kissing, and it's just like, you could just feel somebody, like, I could just feel his tongue, and it was just nasty and fucking wet, and he's fucking the shit out of me, bitch. Like, I wasn't even trying to act like it was that good, because I didn't want him to think it was that good. Cause it was good.
Does he listen to the show? Cause now you really
yes. He met
nigga.
Me knowing I was
you
wheezy.
Are gassing his dick right now.
I know. Well, what am I supposed to do?
Jesus Christ!
You know how big his dick is. So much so that when I first met him, or no, when we were first hanging out, he was telling me about this girl he was fucking. How they like kept trying, and she ended up going to the hospital. So Sade calls him Hospital Dick, and that is his name, Hospital Dick. And you know what?
Y'all
if
really
I have to die by the dick, it is what it is.
Hospital Dick.
What a way to go.
Hospital Dick.
That's the name. So Hospital Dick, who would have thunk it, is a nice guy. I met his friends on Sunday. He took me somewhere. It was going really well. And then he took me home and I got the Hospital Dick. And now that I realize Hospital Dick is like a good person, I'm more fucked up because like on some real shit, he's the type of nigga I want to be my man.
So
out of all the niggas I talk to.
It's crazy because I feel like people think we like little dick shame. But I'm going to kind of like, I'm going to say, so Canadian Bay has probably one of the largest dicks ever. And I'm not going to hold you. I was like, not even wanting it because it was so big. Like, I really enjoy sucking dick.
Me too.
Not his. Because it's like, I can't get past the head. So it's like, I feel inadequate while I'm sucking his dick to where it's just like, it's not even fun for me because I like to be at, you know, like go down on it, like put my forehead on the belly button, like make it all go in my mouth. Like him, no. And I'm looking at him like, okay, I'm done sucking your dick because I don't even feel like I'm pleasing you. Like we literally had to have that conversation.
Did he say he enjoyed it?
No, he said it's good. Like he said I suck it really well and he moaned, which was cute, but I feel like maybe he was just moaning. Like
yo,
I felt like it was good, bro.
Too.
I felt like a fucking
and
failure.
And then he was like telling me about like
it was too big. Like I wasn't going even past the head. So it's like I had to lick on the shaft. That's not fun.
You could suck on the sides.
No, it was so big. I was like, fuck these big ass dicks. Let's campaign that y'all with the schmeedy ones is all right.
Well, let me make a point to you that I never realized. So there's a dude that I fuck and sometimes it'd be hurting and he has a medium dick, right? Like he'd be fucking me really hard. But with Hospital Dick, I didn't really have pain. And I was like, why wouldn't I if it's bigger? And I realized it's because he knows he has a big dick, so he knows how to fuck with it. Like, niggas with medium dicks be pounding you like, and sometimes it's too much.
Because they want you to feel it, because you might
like,
not feel
sometimes
it.
They know they got the room. This nigga knows his dick is big, so he know he got to take time.
Girl, I hope baby come out the pussy.
Like,
a dick is fine in the pussy, bro.
It is, but my point is, like, I think dudes with bigger dicks go slower initially. Like,
I think
know.
Dudes with bigger dicks be lazy. That's why it don't hurt, because they're not going to pound it, because they're like, it's a big dick. I ain't even got to move a
like,
lot.
I know his whole dick hasn't been inside of me. We've fucked 5 times now, and I know it didn't go all the way in. There's no
damn.
Way.
Damn.
Which is fine.
I recorded with Canadian Bay. I got to see if his whole dick went in. That shit was hurting, though. I was like, ugh. And then I ain't even going to hold you. What's crazy is I just saw 24/7, and he pounded my shit so like, I don't know
See?
Why he did it. Like, but his dick is big, but he pounded me to where I was like making the worst noises. And then I literally said, I don't want dick for the rest of the year.
What'd it sound like?
Then Canadian Bay was like, I want to come see you. And I was like, oh shit, I just said I didn't want dick for the rest of the year.
You're like, nigga, I'm growing a cyst.
Which is crazy. No, I ain't even, I don't know what, in real life. I was like, how do I have to take your dick now? Like, my fucking pussy got fucked by 24, like, so hard. I was like, I cried.
Why so hard?
I cried. I don't know.
You took some?
I cried. I nigga, I don't know, but I cried. Like, literally after round one. So basically, he was like, I want you to drain these nuts. And I, you know, that's how we be talking. I was like, ooh, drain them. He was like, how many times do you think it's gonna take you to drain it? I said, we can go 2, 3, 4, 5, however many. Bitch, after round one, I'm mad I said that. I was crying. I said, I told this nigga he could have rounds.
Wait, let me ask. You talk about rounds a lot, and I was thinking
we
about
it. We fucked
3 times,
and I was glad
so let me
that
tell
we
you why you came across my mind, because I told you
just
recently.
Just say how you come across your mind, bitch.
We were in the studio like within the last few weeks, and I was like, I don't like rounds, right?
Right.
So a hospital dick, I realized something. I've said I don't like rounds because the niggas I've fucked fuck me long.
Oh.
This nigga.
We fuck on a good time.
Hospital dick. I came, he waited for me to come every time, but then he did come. Now, I'm a person who could fuck multiple, like, I have multiple orgasms.
Same.
So, one long ass round, I'll come like 3 or 4 times.
But every round with 24/7, I'm coming 3 or 4 times.
Okay, maybe
like,
this is short.
It's fucking exhausting.
But also, like, we've fucked 5 times, 2 separate nights. So 3 nights, one night we fucked 3 times, and one day we fucked 2x. Now, so we're still got room to grow. Maybe he just came a little fast because he was excited, but it wasn't even really fast. It was more so like,
bro, he listening to this. Now you saying a nigga come fast? Bro, you not about to get the hospital dick no more if you out here time shaming. Is time shaming a thing? Oh, speaking of, by the way, I know we had a Blue Chew ad, and I will say I did get some old dick recently too, and it was 45 second dick. Because like in the ad, I talked about like how damn I wish he would have took a Blue Chew to last longer. It was literally 45 seconds. I'll tell you who it was. But his dick is so big, and it's just like, damn, it's so good. Why doesn't it last long? It was so good.
Ooh.
I'll tell you.
45 seconds?
Literally.
Well, did he fuck you again?
No, he don't go more than one round. I was just like,
okay, well, I didn't have that experience.
Yeah,
hospital,
it was 45 seconds.
We had like,
can you count 45 second dick? Like, no. Does it count as like you had sex? No, right?
I don't think so.
45 seconds, bro.
I would like
it. It was like three bounces.
60 seconds.
It was like 3 bounces. And I
did
why?
He apologize?
I had to be on top.
Did he know he, did he acknowledge how fast he came?
This is a thing for him. Like, as long as I've known him, as many times as we've had sex, he just comes fast.
God.
Yeah, and it sucks because
okay,
it's so
I'm
big.
Sorry. No, well, that wasn't really my issue. I just meant a longer round, but at least he be getting it back up. And that nigga eats a pussy like a goddamn champion.
Does he?
Oof.
You know, I don't be liking hits. So, okay.
You know what?
So,
for condom
so
dick,
what
I am shocked.
I told you, condom dick is fire, bitch. I be trying to tell y'all.
I don't want it without it because I'm scared.
No, I ain't going to hold you. That's why I have been able to stay emotionless with 24/7 because it's condom dick and it's great condom dick. But if he gave me that dick raw, bitch, we're married.
That's what I was thinking.
Don't fuck me raw.
Let's see. Who else? Oh,
keep
Soho
on,
House
keep
you're
on
talking
with
about.
Your house.
It's a dude that I had an amazing date with, and I just keep getting this like serious friend energy from. Like, our first date was crazy good, right? We had so much chemistry. The reason Mandy called him Soho House is because that's where we met, and then we were like laid up at Soho House on stars, and it was right before our hedonism. And since I've been home, it's like, I don't know, it's super friendly energy, and then he does this thing where like he be acting like, I'm mixing. He'd be like, oh, you and your peoples, you and your niggas. And like, he knows about Beard Base. Like, he's made comments about him. And it just makes me feel weirder. I don't know.
I will say that's something. I mean, I guess it's good that you do. I mean, I let my niggas know I got hoes, but I don't tell my hoes all my other hoes' names.
I didn't tell him other hoes' names.
Well, he knows about Beard Bay. He knows about
Beard Bay because when I was at Last Lap and Beard Bay walked in, I was like, eh. He said, I slid out of that motherfucker. He's like, my homeboys told me he was fucking with that nigga, but I really knew when I was. Bitch, I'm gonna lie. I was talking to him. I came to Last Lap to see him. Beard Bay walked in, and I was like, you know what? I'm actually not feeling well, and I think I'm going to leave. Have a great night, bitch. I dipped.
And, see, I don't be dealing with that.
I didn't know that he knew that, you know.
Well, let's go ahead. Let's before we get up out of here, let's go through our hoe mail.
We've been in here that long?
Yeah.
No, we haven't. 45 minutes?
And look, these hoes think they're getting 2-hour episodes out of us. Nope.
Why does everybody want episodes?
How the fuck do people even come in here and talk for 2 hours, bruh?
We should do what?
They're not. These hoes gonna get their hour and come back next week.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you when 2-hour episodes can happen.
No, they can't.
No. I'm sorry. When they can, like when you don't notice.
When you be in here by yourself, and when I'm in here by myself, bitch. That's it.
I had one with Tahoe and Hope. You guys will hear soon. That was awesome. But it was more because of like the controversy. I feel like when there's something that gets too deep, that's when it gets 2 hours long. Or current events. I can understand how that could be 2 hours. But like the only 2-hour episode I can recall having with you was with Andrew. And that was when you said that dumb shit about science.
First off, nothing I say is dumb. Secondly, fuck you.
Oh, I was reading Hospital Dick, the script that I wrote for, we were talking about it. And I was trying to make the context. I was like, you know, I wrote the thing about science. And I said, oh, well, I don't know if you know about me. He's like, yeah, I do.
Hospital Dick know about me?
He came to our show.
I'm going to have to know who Hospital Dick is. Just so that when I see him, is he a mutual friend?
No.
Oh, because I'm about to call him Hospital Dick to his face. What up, Hospital Dick? You write awfully.
I'm trying to write it so, like, cryptic.
Oh, okay, yeah, no. Oh, he's already bae?
I didn't say he was. I've known him for a minute.
Bitch, you know I was just there last night?
Shut up, Mandy!
What?
Nah,
we live in New York. I can't sit here and say I was there last night. Bitch, ain't nobody go.
I don't want nobody to connect the dots, because now I'm sitting here talking about how big this nigga dick is. I'm telling you right now, absolutely not. And he knows it too. Matter of fact, we was at Afropunk. He's nice looking, right? And he's tall, whatever. So someone wanted to take a picture of him, and they wanted him to put this shirt on. So he put it over his shirt. And she was like, why you ain't take your shirt off? He was like, because she going to start wilding. And it's true. I don't want nobody fucking my niggas unless they fucking my niggas with me. So point blank, hell no, I'm
that's
not
why I ain't
shit.
That's why I ain't tagging my
y'all
niggas.
Y'all want to know what he do for a living? He a teacher. There go that lie, because I ain't saying shit.
I was just about to say what he did for a living, too, because now we both kind of got one.
Nope. Really?
I talked about it with Asante.
Well, then shut up, because I don't have no clue.
Well, you shut the hell up. Let's get into the fucking home mail already. So this one, of course, I picked, and I think it's cute, actually. It's a cute little home mail. If you guys want to send in your home mail, you can send it to us at horribledecisions@gmail.com, and we can read your shit. They are anonymous because we don't be wanting to tell on y'all hoes anyway.
Yeah,
so this one says, hi. My man and I have been together for 2 years.
Oh boy.
At 6 months, we started going to sex clubs, and I loved it, but we wanted more intimate interactions. Now we have begun exploring an open relationship. Our open relationship means we are free to explore and have sex as we please. Just tell the other person and make sure it doesn't interfere with our time together.
Okay.
It's been going well, and we still go to clubs. But I'm having trouble telling the guys and gals I want to date outside of the clubs that I'm in an open relationship. Right now, I've just been upfront with it. It's in my Bumble bio, and when I go on dates, I talk about my man subtly. Girls are usually wary, and I think I'm just using them for pussy, and guys think I'm just a hoe. I mean, I am, but y'all get the point. All the people I've met are nice and attractive, but I guess my question is, what's a delicate way to share my lifestyle slash relationship with my side pieces so that I can continue to get consistent side dick and pussy?
You have
Sincerely, the hoe romantic.
Make your open relationship sound meaningful. Like, when I've talked about, like, beard, bane, scissors, people, like, immediately, like, oh, wow, you're in a threesome. I'm like, let me tell you something. Like, I have to break it down.
Right.
And I talk about them, like, real lovers, real, like... This is the same kind of energy that bisexual people get.
Yes.
Well, bisexual
that they're
women,
greedy.
Sorry.
Yeah, that they're greedy.
You get this thing from men that's always like, oh, so you down for a threesome? Oh, da 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you have to make sure that you're presenting your situation as much with as much care and love as you put into it and not just throw it off the cusp. Like, I share with people my relationship status when I feel like they deserve it. Like a thruple, like to,
right.
to when I've said those words to people, they're always just like, what? And it sounds like some hoe shit. And I have to kind of get into it. And I don't even let them start talking like it's hoe shit.
Right.
Right? You know, I've known scissors how long? 10 fucking years, beard bay a year, been fucking with him. Like, these are people that like not gonna be out of my life, and I'm not gonna let you treat them like just some nigga. Like, I'm sitting here talking about old Bayer hospital dick, not to say that they're nobody in my
life.
We're really
sticking to hospital dick as the name.
Yeah.
Okay.
You put a bitch in the hospital, your hospital dick for life. No, but like, not to say they're nobody, but they don't have that much depth in my life
right.
yet. Right? So like, the presentation for that, much like a best friend, is how you should be treating your partners. That's how
Agreed.
You should be treating your sexual lifestyle. Don't just be out here like, oh, you know, I'm in it. No. Like, it's a really serious thing.
I think that in the age where we are now open to having non-monogamous relationships, you have to realize that you're still going to be a teacher. Because a lot of people are still not hip to what polyamory is, polygamy, or any of these non-monogamous type of relationships. So I feel like when you're open with your relationship with these other partners, you do need to let them know this is your primary, that you're allowed to do this, not that you're cheating, not that you're a hoe, not that you're going behind your partner's back, but that you and your partner have this understanding. And I think that it's important if you're going to mix your energy and be in relationships with these other people. I think that you need to kind of have an idea on what you want from them.
Yeah.
Because the way she's even describing it in the letter,
and she said they think I'm a hoe.
They think you're a hoe. First off, why do you care? But also, you need to let them know what they're being used for, because you're referencing them as side dicks and pussies. So I feel like as far as open relationship are, you literally aren't looking for anything out of them. So to me, I would be curious as to why they have to know anything about your relationship if you don't want to be that involved with them. They're just sex, I'm saying. So why do you feel the need to explain to them your situation at all? Just keep fucking. As long as your primary knows what you're doing, he's the only one that you have to answer to.
I think that, like, we all, and we as in people that are like new to open relationships or new to being openly sexual, you know, it's that quote unquote horror phobia.
Yeah.
Because, like, why do you care? But I would describe it to somebody if you need to, like, paint a prettier picture on it. Like, look, I have a primary person that I sleep with and that I do blah, blah, blah with. Like, you know, we've been together for X amount of time.
Right.
And, you know, we just have an understanding that we still want to explore in our lives. I'm young. I'd like to have more experiences with people. But this is the primary person I'm with. Matter of fact, one of my homegirls told me that she described her primary partner as the nigga she fucks raw. She's like, I literally told to do that when he tried to fuck me raw. I was like, listen, unless you become the main nigga that I fuck with, she was like, I fucked someone raw already, so don't fuck me without condoms.
Wow.
And I
think,
like,
I actually like that.
Me too.
I mean, I do prefer, like, condoms all the time, but I think that is why, because I do know that most of my partners do have other partners, and my concern is I'm not going to fuck you raw, and I know that you're fucking other people, and whether you're fucking them protected or not, I don't know. You'll never know, honestly.
No, like, you won't.
You won't.
Because there's been so many times where I've had sex with someone maybe the first or second time, and let's say that, like, they're going to get a condom or something else, and they're like, well, one dude told me his pullout game was strong, and I said,
oh, no, I'm not fucking
oh,
anyone
honey,
who says that.
I have abortion money, so I don't know what you mean. What I don't have is time to be, like, getting my PhD.
Get right, right.
Like, that's always the funny part about the whole pullout thing. Like,
well, it's not...
Do you think I'm scared to get pregnant?
Pregnant, no.
Really not
no, that... And it's only, like, $500. Like...
both of us
it's
have that.
It's a day off.
I mean, right. It's not that much, but it is to me. And it's funny because I actually just had this conversation. A lot of my friends, we joke a lot, but they always have broken pussies. And it's funny because like either fucking yeast infections or UTIs or BV or there's a smell or there's like something is always off with their pussies. And they're like, my shit is always broken. I said, bitch, it's because you don't use condoms.
Actually,
like,
that's true.
That is very common.
I do believe that's because of condoms, but I also believe that's like peeing. A lot of this shit could be solved from like peeing after sex. And normally if you're having raw sex, let's say you lay up after, like that is a, peeing is going to solve a lot of those.
But like even if a guy doesn't have an STD, like just they're just their skin being inside of you. Like a woman's vagina is just very, condoms very fucking
can,
sensitive.
Well, I mean, in those women's defense, condoms can fuck you up too. Magnums have been known to cause BV, things like that. So sex, period. But for me, when it comes to like fluid exchange and like raw dick, I don't know. Like it took my body, like the last person that like I made a conscious decision with, it was last year with Beard Bay, like not to use condoms. And we discussed not using condoms and blah, 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 other people. It took my pussy, like, I would say 3 weeks to get used to his cum.
That's crazy.
No bullshit. Like, we would fuck, and it wasn't, like, there wasn't a scent, but I just remember a tingle or a little, like, maybe raw feeling in my body, and it, like, took time. And it was acidity or whatever. It definitely takes time. Now, I'm sure women that have been in relationships for, like, a long time maybe not experience this anymore, but that did happen to me, and I do believe it's something that happens. But you're telling me, so when I say the abortion thing, it ain't even to be light about it. Literally, babies are the least bit of thing in
agreed.
My head. Because
agreed.
My aunt died from fucking ovarian cancer. Like, gonorrhea, all that shit, that can fuck up your fallopian tube.
Absolutely.
Like, and niggas think chlamydia that is just a pill away.
Yeah, but that's the thing, too. Like, even bringing up, like, the STD thing, a lot of women can have those with no symptoms. And like you said, because a lot of them can go with no symptoms, you genuinely could probably never be able to have a baby again because you done caught something, didn't know you caught it, let it sit for too long, and now it fucked up all your insides.
Bro.
So like, there's just so much. But yeah, so for the listener, I would say, again, I think your focus needs to be on just explaining things to your primary partner if you're looking at these people as nothing more but side dick and pussy.
Like, what do you essentially want? Because if you just want someone to have sex with no strings attached,
they should be cool.
Why
do you care if they think you're a hoe? Why do you feel the need to explain to them? I wouldn't either.
Goddamn shit.
Not a goddamn
now, if you're an emo
shit.
Hoe like me, maybe that's why you're acting like this.
Oh, yeah. So she needs your advice. Because, bitch, I don't give a fuck what people think.
And I was giving the same advice.
Facts.
Just because, to me, like, when you have a primary and then other people are just for sex, like, I wouldn't care. But my partners aren't just for sex.
Because you're an emo hoe.
You know.
Well,
bitch,
what?
I straight up had hospital dick watching 90 Day Fiancé with me. You about to do this boyfriend shit, nigga.
Yeah, I was laid up with Canadian all weekend. Like, we went to the movies. We ended up at a sex club. That'll be on another episode.
Oh, I went to a kind of sex club in Barcelona. Let me tell you about this. Went to a gay club. I think it was called Arena. Three floors, three different rooms. One's a lesbian club. It's so funny because Vinny was so tired of it after a while. He was like, okay. So, no, we didn't know they had a guy side. So he's like, okay, let's just go to the gay club. So we went and like he was over it. And then he saw a bunch of men outside and turns around the corner. There's a back door, huge gay club for men. I put some of this on I'm Ducked Up because the night was like kind of crazy. And the one thing I will share, there's a dark room in this gay club. So there's lockers where you can check your belongings so you don't get pickpocketed. Mm. But it's not your clothes, just a locker to put your stuff away. And he's like, oh my God, do you want to go? Do you want to see it? And he's like, I think, because I'd never been in one. I was like, okay, let's do it. So I get in there. I've never held his hand tighter, like holding on for dear life. So you walk in and I want to say it's like a hotel room size. It's not that big. And maybe 20 people are in there. And I just felt like I was being touched like this, just all over. And then, it's mainly men in there. So then at one point, this dude's hand is so far up my ass, I'm on a jumpsuit. I said, oh, it's a girl. And he goes, I don't care.
Oh.
A hole is a hole, I guess, which I was not giving up. Bitch, we walked out of there and I was like, oh, no. Vinny says some dude tried to kiss him and he was like, but I'm not trying to get like some shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no, not while we're here. Just no. Yeah, it was cool. I'd never been in a dark room before. Also, I have to share this one hilarious fucking thing that happened to me. I was talking to this overtly gay man while we're on the dance floor. Vinny was talking to some nigga. And he's like, oh my God, you guys are going to Prague. It's going to be such a good time. Because his accent was like all mixed. Because when you just learn English, you don't really have an English accent. Like, right. You don't know where to go. And I was like, yeah, I'm ready to get fucked up. He's like, oh my God, you're going to do so many drugs in Prague. I was like, am I? Are they just like everywhere? And he was like, yeah, I did crystal meth in Prague. So I'm looking. I was like, oh, okay. And then once he sees my reaction, he goes, oh, I thought it was coke. And I was like, oh, well, I mean, that makes sense. Bitch, I was like, Vinny, we have to get out of here. I was terrified,
crystal
bitch.
Crystal meth.
He looked me dead in the face and said crystal meth with a smile, with this very like, ding, ding. I did crystal meth.
Yeah, nah.
Bitch,
nah, bro.
Mind you, I've been talking to this dude for an hour, having a good time. We exchanged Instagrams. And now I was like, oh my God, how am I going to find out who he is? I'm so scared. So then I totally forgot I added him, right? I go on IG Live. It's like 7 in the morning in fucking Barcelona. I'm talking shit about the crystal meth guy. Bitch, why is he in the IG Live?
And you talking shit about him?
Yes. I felt so bad.
You should.
But then I tried to cover it up. I was like, you're hilarious.
Nope. You bitch, so phony.
White people are nuts.
You really ain't shit.
White people just don't
You really
stop.
Just aren't shit,
I
actually.
Feel like niggas have a point where it's either like they go off the bandwagon and it's crack, but there's never this like I'm living an everyday life and I just do a little meth sometimes. But if you're white, yes, you do. White people can 100% do a little H and just get back to work.
Yeah, nah, bro.
I don't get it. You know, Wayno talks about this experience he had in the hood where he's like, this white man came to the hood and sold a Lexus for crack. And I was like, you know, I just don't feel like this is nigga shit. I just don't. Because no. I feel like in your crackiest moment, you gonna at least be like, this a Lexus. And apparently the guy sold a Lexus for like $60 or some shit.
It's get just, the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it was a really good story he told. He told it on No Jumper. It's like I saw the clip and I started listening to it. Bruh, they're
he's
just
so great. We
gotta
get
nuts.
Him on the show.
Huh?
We gotta get him on the show. I don't know.
Oh, Adam or Wayno?
Both of them.
I didn't listen to your No Jumper, but thank you. Shout out to Lena for coming on our podcast.
Yes.
Which, bitch, I am so tired of you saying Weezy likes different music than me.
What the
fuck?
You
fu-
do, bitch.
I listen to
you be like, doop, 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 doop. I don't even know how to do the little house music sound. Boop, 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 boop. That's what it sounds like. I don't fucking like that house
bitch,
music
I listen
shit.
To everything. Scoot, I'm a code scoot, switcher. Scoot, that's scoot, what I do. Scoot, this scoot, is scoot, why you scoot, hear 10 scoot, fucking different accents. I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
This is very offensive that
no
you
identity.
Have all these accents. It's just very
Speaking
offensive.
Speaking of accents, my God, 90 Day Fiancé is
You are
just...
making us go over our hour. Now they
Is he here?
Think they're getting a two-hour episode. Nah, he ain't here yet.
Okay, then. So let me tell you about 90 Day Fiancé, bitch. This shit is getting good. All these spice. So I probably talked about Michael and Angela, the white woman mm-hmm. who's from Georgia, who's dating the Nigerian nigga. Bitch, she got her motherfucking ass in Nigeria. And on camera, she's there for like 2 minutes. She's like, now if he fucks up again, that's it. I'm done with him. I'm sick of him. Bitch, next clip, she asks him one question. It's his birthday. And she goes, have you ever been on a boat? He said, no. Apparently, he was on a boat and she saw it on Facebook. She was like, that's it. You fucking son of a bitch. He's a goddamn liar and I'm done. I'm done with him. Bitch, she gets out the car and you see the cameras and shit. She's smoking her fucking cigarette just like the white trash she is. And she's like, I can't believe him. You know what he does? All he knows how to do is lie, lie, and lie. And here he is talking about, I don't know how to save it with Angela. I love her. And now it's going to ruin my chances to get to America. So bitch, hold on. This is the best part. She tired of this nigga shit. She walks to a braiding salon. That's just what really adds the oomph on it. So she's in the braiding salon, and this Nigerian lady, and you know that you can tell that, you know when someone's not laughing at you, but they laughing at you? So she getting braided up. She getting these cornrows. And the lady's like, so what advice do you need? And she's like, I just don't know how to deal with these Nigerian men. Does yours lie to you? Because all he knows how to do is lie. Bitch, why does this nigga show up? Okay? Angela, can I speak to you for a moment? She's like, get out! Get your ass out! So she comes outside, and this nigga's sitting there with a box. And he's telling the cameras, the last time that Angela was mad at me, I brought her a cake. She loved cake. And she a big white bitch. So why he came out, bitch, with this cake in his hand, and he opens the lid trying to apologize. Bitch, she takes the cake, fully braided, and throws it in his face. She's like, tired of it. It's not going to work this time. And fucking TLC's petty ass going back to the montage of her fucking eating the cake like, I forgive you. Like the last time, bitch, that shit was so good. And he's sitting there wiping the fucking cream off his face. Oh, what a tale. Then they got this other dude, Caesar, okay? His sorry ass. So
this was not a part of my outline, by the way.
Will we still wait? Is he here?
No.
Okay, so what else we gonna do? Talk about 90 Day Fiancé? So let me tell you about Caesar, bitch. This is before the 90 days, by the way. So it's before they get to the point where they get married. So Caesar has been talking to a Russian girl, Maria, for 5 years. And he sends her $800 a month. So over time, like 40 Gs or something like that.
Okay.
Every time she tries to get her to see him, her flight gets canceled or she gets sick. Cat gets on fire. Mom dies. It's something. So he does this elaborate trip where he's going to propose to her. He flies to Mexico. He borrows money for it. Bitch, she cancels on him one last time. He got a ring, and you watching him with these little candy panties on the bed. And he's like, oh, I can't wait to meet her. She cancels this fucking trip on him. Bitch, never met her. Then they start going through these clips of videos she sent him. She's never even said his name. She just records videos and she's like, I miss you, baby. Apparently, it's like this Russian scheme where they be trapping niggas and just getting them all fucked up. So she's probably been doing this to like 5 or 10 different men. Never met her in 5 years.
Like, people are really dumb.
I know.
Like, they're
sad.
Really dumb.
Like, it's really sad.
I don't know how they're still this dumb. Like, we have the internet on our fingertips now. Like, how are people this dumb? How?
I think it's people that never get pussy.
No, bro. No. Not getting pussy doesn't make you dumb.
Like, think about catfish. No offense. But offense. Like, they're not the most attractive bunch.
Ugly people have sex all the time.
I know, but, like, they be weird. Weird?
This is getting...
They're ugly and weirdos.
This is getting offensive, bro.
Am I saying something problematic? They're ugly and weird.
And you don't think the ugly, weird people have
I've
sex?
I've fucked ugly niggas and I've fucked weird niggas, but I've never fucked an ugly, weird nigga. You gotta like one is, ugly people do have sex. Weird people do have sex.
Right.
But like, you got both? Like, no.
And that makes them dumb though? Like, dumb ugly as hell?
Ugly niggas will either have money or they'll be funny. And then suddenly I'm like, all right, fuck. It's the truth. If you're a good time,
if you're a good time,
I'll go past the looks, or I'll meet really fine niggas that are bland or weird. But I'll fuck you.
I'm not gonna lie, I done did that.
Yeah,
I be shallow as fuck with these fine niggas, but they be weird, but they be getting pussy
because they're fine.
Imagine, the ugly niggas get pussy too.
Yes, because they'll have money or be funny. So my point, or they
that's
be tall.
All.
So my point.
I ain't gonna hold you. You could be ugly as fuck, but if you like 6'7", like, you gonna get pussy.
I used to fuck a nigga that had a lazy eye, and he was like 6'8".
You fucked Tracy McGrady?
No,
no,
bitch.
I'm just playing. I'm playing. What? I was gonna ask. What?
That was actually really funny.
Oh, I know. We used to live in Orlando, bitch. I don't know.
That's a fair point.
It's
but no.
Valid? Oh,
he was white. But anyway, no, like
you fucked a white guy with a lazy eye.
Mandy, he was 6'8". And he was in sports therapy.
That makes it okay,
no. So you know he probably tore his ACL at some point. But anyway, here's the point. Ugly weirdos probably don't get fucked a lot. You see what I'm saying now? So catfish be ugly weirdos. And the nigga from 90 Day Fiancé was an ugly weirdo. So I feel like ugly weirdos just have nothing to go off of. They could like live off of that text message that's like, I love you from days ago. You could just hang on to it. But like hot people don't go through that bullshit. They're gonna know about a catfish, right? Because you're like more hip to the shit because you be fucking more niggas. That's all I'm saying. That's just my gauge. I could be wrong.
You could be.
And I probably am. But
you probably are.
Okay, maybe that's dumb. So anyway.
Anywho though, we gonna go ahead and segue out this bitch.
Why?
Because, a bitch got a
piss.
Why
don't you watch 90 Day Fiancé?
Because I'm already, like, I have Greenleaf, Married to Medicine, Real Housewives of Potomac, and Real Housewives of Atlanta, and Ink Master.
Is Potomac in New Jersey or New York?
Bitch, it's in Maryland.
I knew it was like a
It's like D.C.
Up here thing.
It's an up here thing? No.
I almost said tri-state.
Is that considered tri-state? No, tri-state is
Connecticut.
Connecticut here in what, Rhode
Jersey?
Island?
New Jersey.
Oh, Jersey. How the fuck I got Rhode Island in that bitch? I know it's close, though.
Bitch, the first time Delaware. I saw the Real Housewives of Potomac, I said, what is Potomac?
No.
Also,
bitch, I love
boy,
it.
Oh boy, could I never say Poughkeepsie. Wow.
Poughkeepsie?
I was like, Poe.
Oh, that's where I got... Bitch, that's where the fuck I was. Doing when, when the date, when I went on that date and the girlfriend showed up, bitch, and I told you,
you
it was
to
like
Poughkeepsie?
A
Poughkeepsie?
Yeah, that's where we were. That's why I was like, oh, bitch, that Uber was $60, so that's why I didn't get it. He had to take me home after the girlfriend showed up. And then I was like, I'm over it.
That was one of the hardest you ever made me laugh, dog.
First off, calm down.
Because I can even remember your...
Calm down.
I'm serious. Because I remember your inflection when you said it. You said... This bitch showed up, and I was like, oh, hell no. And I looked at my Uber, and it was $60. I said, well, let me see what happens.
Bitch, I was not. I was not.
Because, bro, that shit is so fucking true.
I mean, now I got the money. I don't care, bitch. I don't even check my receipts no more. But
no, me neither.
I mean, it's awful. But when I was poor, bitch, that $60, I was like, oh, no.
Bro, the choices that I made when I was poor were so much more conscious. Like, the convenience money I pay now is ridiculous.
Bitch, I paid a $200 bill last night at fucking Empanada Mama's. How do we have $200 worth of empanadas? You know why? Because when I get drunk, I say shots, and there were seven of us.
Oh, they have liquor there?
Yeah, I guess, because I asked for tequila. And
I didn't know that.
They do. I didn't know that either until I asked for shots.
I thought it was like a cerveza.
I said, let me get seven shots.
Speaking of cervezas, one of my favorite couples on 99 Day Fiancé.
We're not doing this. We're not doing this. We're not doing this. Guys, I want to thank you guys. Y'all got a little extra 10 minutes because we're waiting on our next guest. But we want to thank everyone who listens to us weekly, but we want to thank especially our patrons. If you guys are all caught up with all of our episodes, we are sitting on another like 50 over there on Patreon. I also want to make the announcement that as of what you want to do in November, October, as of in the next couple weeks, we eliminating the $5 tier.
Oh, that's right.
And we will be going to $7.
So if you already have the $5 tier, not to worry, you're going to be able to keep it. But we are going to be increasing the tier just because, you know, we put out 7 episodes a month and we felt like the number 7 was lucky. Not to mention... you know, we are having increased production costs when it comes to our tour. We're putting a lot of money behind the new projects coming up, you know, whether it be our film, our production, a VIP experience for you guys. So we want to know that we can take care of it all and give you the best experience with them extra $2.
Yes. Also, for those people who have been patrons for so long, they've been waiting. And I just think it's, you know, it makes sense because you're now coming onto a platform where you're sitting on a ton of fucking bonus content.
And
so it's dope. But we'll definitely be making an announcement of that.
Our Patreon episodes. She was like, girl, that shit was easy.
Yeah.
She was like, I just ran through them.
Yeah, that's 50. So, but I want to thank all of you guys first and foremost. We are dropping the tour dates very, very soon. Actually, I'm going to hit our agent today. Like, my nigga, we need these dates.
If you guys are wondering.
If we get one more goddamn tweet about these dates, we don't know the dates yet. Goddamn it.
And it's like we have a gauge. Like, shit, we thought our New York show was one date.
Was going to be in December.
I booked my mom's flight for that weekend already.
Yeah.
Well, so now I got to see that whole twice.
You're bad.
Damn. Literally cut that out.
Nope, I'm leaving it in there. But yeah, no, thank you guys. As you know, you can just go to patreon.com/horribledecisions. You will not be able to search us on the app because it is an 18 plus platform. I literally
is that
put,
what it is? That's true, right?
It is. Well, for our page it's 18 plus, which is why they can't search us.
Should we take it off?
No bitch, I post porn on there. I just posted like a MMF bisexual porn. I posted the anal acrobat video.
That's right. I have to put in my porn that I like.
Yeah. So we post porn. When I'm on other platforms, it's easy to just put it on there. Like everything is there. Anyways, we're going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip from one of our bonus episodes. And we're about to be out of here. So thank you for listening. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. And now cut it off before Weezy starts talking. Go, you have to go run.
You got to do it now because it's going to be $7. Hurry up, go. Bye.
Go.
Non-monogamy has always existed in my community, but just not ethically. So there was like always 100%. Someone's dad who had some other fucking family.
Illegitimate children.
Yeah, yeah. Down the street, another country, some other bullshit, right? So there's always someone in your family. So the idea that folks have of color have not been... non-monogamous is a misnomer, right? So, I mean, polyamory and non-monogamy still exists very much in most of the parts of the world. And I won't get it all into the anthropology of it because I don't want people coming for me. Anyway, so what happens is trying to break down those habits, right? Trying to break down that thinking.
The lying, telling, the deceit.
Do you think a lot of it
has side chicks and none of that shit.
Do you think a lot of it has to do with also just the church being such a huge influence in the Black community, period? And so when you tie the church and religion, to the idea of monogamy and having one wife and not, you know, lusting, all of those commandments that you're supposed to follow in the Bible is pretty much, it all goes against non-monogamy.
So we
have this idea that this is how we're supposed to be.
New Testament.
But specifically through just being raised in the church or going to the church, and that a lot of us in the Black community have
marriage.
But that's what I'm saying. Regardless, they all commit sins.
Yeah,
they pick and like choose this. Which sins, but
and
in
how
the
you
idea
live
of relationships and marriage, they still hold very strong to what a communion should be. When in fact, of course, they go against. You know what I mean? They pick and choose.
But they go against. You're right. Absolutely. Like they're going against it, but they're going against it in a way that's like sneaking around, which is what a sin kind of is, right? Like sinning in the dark, right?
As opposed
to being like living in that truth as it's per se, right? So that's who you are. That's how you want to express your love. You're not living openly with it.
Yeah.
Right. So that's like, oh, okay. You know, yeah, I slide off every once in a while, or, you know, I backslid. What's the new thing? Black men don't cheat, whatever. So there's like a whole, we also got to tie it to what it is, right? I talk a lot with brothers about, I'm not interested in replacing white male patriarchy with Black male patriarchy, right? So we have to break that
down. Yeah, no thanks to the Hoteps.
Yeah. Oh yeah, fuck that. fuck that shit. I might give my address in case someone does want to confront me about that. You're right. I think the church, which was somewhat of a sanctuary for Blacks, you know, and have done a lot.
Has done
a lot for the Black community. But I think the church and respectability politics are issues that we need to remove in order for people to be able to have honest and open relationships with each other, regardless of what is, I don't care what the structure is. Even if you're monogamous, you need to be open.
Yeah.
Right? So like if you want to have anal sex and you identify as a man and you are partnered with a woman, you need to be comfortable, be able to speak up for that because that's something you desire. And when you repress that because you've been oppressed in the country and been given repressive ideas to control you and you continue that on, then you start resenting your partner because you can't speak up about
what
you desire.
Where have you been the last 150 episodes?
Well, you know.
We have been looking for a Black man who is into pegging for a long time.
Okay.
Generally because when we discuss it, we find that the first thing is like, ain't no nigga finna. Okay, well, he ain't really into you then. Well, he just want to fuck with niggas. Oh, well, he's gay. Oh, well, y'all bitches just trying to make niggas gay. And it's this constant back and forth.
Damn, y'all trying to make this gay agenda. That's what we're
talking about. That I'm a part of the gay agenda. And I've seen tweets about it. It's definitely like, but it's also just the response. And I said, especially when speaking of sexuality, and if you're going to sit here and talk about the Black man and how they are and have been oppressed for generations to come when it comes to sexuality, we as Black women have to allow Black men to open up to us in those ways without us being judgmental as well, especially now that we do have the movement of women wanting to be sexually liberated and free, and we're allowed to do things, and if we want to have multiple sex partners but not be shamed as hoes, and if we want that aspect received to us by the Black men that we're, you know, still seeking, we have to allow Black men as well to be able to open up sexually about the things that they want without us also oppressing them, as if their whole lives, they're not oppressed by just society, by white men, by everybody.
And by each other.
And by each other.
Yeah, because
of
we kind of
don't feel safe enough. Like,
no, it's true.
100%.
I'm always really appreciative to the partners I have that like make me feel like our sex life is safe. Like the things that I'm asking for, just because I'm asking for something wild doesn't necessarily mean that because you slapped me while you were inside of me, it means that I would want you to